It's time now for Spears on Sports with John Spears, presented by M&M Carnage. And now, here's Johnny.
I made it to Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Carnage. John Spears in studio. The streak continues. Tony Burke is here.
Cal Ripken, baby.
We don't say Cal anymore in Kentucky.
Ripken.
Okay, there you go. Scooter Dingus on the other side of the producer's chair. How you doing? Well, he's actually in the producer's chair.
I am.
Hello, Scoots.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going well. This show should be fairly easy.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit back and watch some golf. Y'all can discuss it all.
How were the boys this morning?
Oh, exhausting.
I got a text at 12:35 a.m. Now, I didn't get it till this morning because I'm in bed, from Nick Roush. 12:35 a.m.
What'd he say?
Hey, Spears, I hope your love for BYU comes in handy.
Did you show him your ticket that you bet? They probably already threw it away. Huh?
I threw it away. It lasted one game. Duquesne beat him.
Yep, mine too.
It is Friday, April 12th. Welcome to the show. Already in progress. M&M Carnage Hotline's open. 502-384-1450. 384-1450. To join in on the conversation, Thornton's text line open as well. You can just hear the it's the best ice too, by the way.
It is the best
ice. It's not the big cubes,
it's not too little,
it's the nugget. They're awesome. At Thornton's. You can go get yourself a 32-ounce or smaller fountain drink or fizz freeze and enjoy it for 89 cents.
And they still have the dollar Cheez-Its.
And I guess even though they're not a sponsor, you can get a dollar bag of Cheez-Its.
Oh, thanks for bringing me one, Tony.
Oh, you got a lot of nerve. You had a whole lot of time. Matt hasn't been on. You had a whole lot of time to go over and get me a biscuit today.
Oh, I guess I could have. You're right. Might be.
Thornton's text line is 502-414-1450. Text the show with that number. Don't forget to sign up for Thornton's Refreshing Rewards. Receive 25 cents off per gallon, plus great weekly fuel offers you can't pass up. Download the app at the App Store or on Google Play today. Well, again, I'm just sitting at home last night watching a little NBA, watching a little Major League Baseball, just relaxing, and all of a sudden the phone starts blowing up. Mark Pope, come on down, 23rd coach in UK basketball history, and this sort of felt like, Tony, it came out of nowhere because we heard names. Scott Drew turned it down. Danny Hurley turns down, I don't know, $11 million a year maybe yesterday, and you're going, okay, I guess they'll wait for Billy Donovan, see if he'll take, and boom, out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was kind of out of nowhere. I did look at, I texted you, 25-1. I did see something that earlier that night. Mark Pope was on that list. But, yeah, I don't think it was, but you know what, John, if you think about it, everybody's got these grand hopes and all these names. And to get who you want or who you need, the list wasn't that long. When you really think about it, the guys that are great, you know, and it's all about winning. It doesn't matter if your name's Mark Pope or John Calipari.
I go back to what you said yesterday. You said it yesterday, and today it's even more true than it was yesterday. Just win.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. And as a Kentucky fan, I was listening to the show coming in. The guy was like, Mitch Barnhart. No, he was just giving him heck. And he goes, I love Mark Pope, but there's no way Mark Pope.
How do we know? Kentucky fan, let me remind you of this. You were really fired up when Billy Gillespie got the job.
Yes.
You were so excited. He was at A&M, great year, just beat Louisville in the tournament. Oh, man, this guy's going to take us to new heights.
Going to recruit night and day.
Because he's single, doesn't have family.
Yeah, that's all he does.
Don't have to worry about it. Guess what? How'd that go? That's all.
End up kicking Cal. And a lot of people didn't want Cal because he's a cheater. He cheated at Memphis. He did all this stuff. It's all perception. And we talked about this before. I'm going to go ahead and do what I just heard on the radio.
Yeah.
I'll give Jack Givens credit. I could have took it, but he
always take credit.
They asked him if they thought that Mark Pope could recruit. Everybody loves Mark Pope. Said he's got more energy. He's
loves
got a great
the university.
System. He's
captain on a championship team, right?
Wasn't a great player, but worked hard.
Roommates with Jeff Shepard.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
But go ahead.
But as Jack Givens said, he goes, the way Cal ran his program with freshmen, he felt obligated to play those guys when he brought them in.
Sure.
So there was a ton of guys out there now with the NIL the way it is in the transfer portal that would have came to love to come to Kentucky and play basketball at the University of Kentucky, play in Rupp Arena, play for the fans, and they didn't come because there's only one or two here and there because Cal had all these freshmen that he was going to play.
And they were going to get their playing time.
And they're going to go make it to the NBA.
And if you came, you were going to be behind those guys.
Yeah. So now the way the system's set up, your name can be Mark Pope. It can be Pat Kelsey. It can be Tom Izzo. It can be Mick Cronin. It can be any of these guys.
You'll have to have Mike Woodson. I don't want Scooter to get angry.
I was getting there.
No, he ain't going anywhere.
But leave him. No, nobody's leaving. They can win because they can bring guys in. And you were already – I was telling you that Mark Pope's best player he's had in the years was on a mission and is coming back to play basketball. You said two guys have already contacted Mark Pope last night, players.
Mitch Barnhart said today on the other show, and everybody knows what show I'm talking about. It's not TJ and Nick. It's the other guy. But Mitch Barnhart was on, and he said – Mark Pope told him two players who he could not get to return his calls at BYU called him immediately wanting to visit Kentucky after he got the job.
Yeah.
So
it's a different world.
With NIL, $4 million new NIL money all of a sudden overnight, with some NIL money, you'll be able to recruit not only high schoolers, but you'll be able to recruit transfer portal guys, which to me are more important nowadays.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean your name is John Calipari or Rick Pitino, or you've been around for that long, that you're going to get these guys. Bill Self. The younger guys are going to get them too. And when you can offer money and to play at a place like Kentucky, it's not going to be as long as I think people think. And people making fun. Oh, the Pope. They got the great white Pope.
Infallible. You know, he's infallible.
You know, all this stuff.
The white and blue and white smoke coming out of the smokestacks this morning. And there's a new Pope in town.
And here's my favorite part. When I look at Twitter or X, and Louisville fans are making fun of Mark Pope, and Pat Kelsey hasn't coached the game. So,
and Kenny Payne hadn't coached the game, and Kentucky wasn't really making fun of Kenny Payne. Because he coached for them, and what happened there.
So it's going to be an interesting dynamic with Louisville,
Kelsey
Kentucky.
Kelsey versus Pope next year. It'll be great.
Well, Pope can post him up.
Yeah, yeah. He can, but Kelsey can probably take him off the dribble.
He'd probably pull him away from the basket.
Yeah. The fun will be John Calipari in Arkansas coming into Rupp.
In his
red with the 96 team sitting behind the bench behind Mark Pope, including Rick Pitino maybe if St. John's doesn't play that night. That'll be great. That'll be fun. TJ Walker, this is for you. Relax. My gosh, Scoots. Is he okay? I know he's got a new baby.
I think he might be.
That might have something to do with
it. He's probably missing out on a lot of sleep. Hmm. But, man, he wants Mitch gone over this.
Rightfully so.
No, not rightfully so. I mean, what are you talking about? Well,
it just seemed like a rushed hire. There was a lot of names out there. That's not the name that Kentucky fans wanted.
It's not a rushed hire.
It's not a rush hire. I don't care what anybody says, too. I agree with John.
You know what? A, you had to get somebody, and you could not wait for Billy Donovan. The dead period is going to end, and all these kids are going to pick new schools.
And if
you don't have a coach, you're not getting any of these kids.
And I know it's Nebraska, but Fred Hoiberg came from the Bulls, and they struggled. He struggled for all time.
So Nebraska.
There's no guarantee that a guy like Billy Donovan, and you made the point, well, he won back-to-back national championships. I said it was 2007. You know how long ago? That's 17 years ago.
That is a long time ago.
So
Scooter was eight.
Billy Donovan is not a lock, even if you got him. You know, I just think people get too wrapped up into this stuff.
BBN last night lost their collective minds. Now, I think they've slept on it, and it's changed their viewpoint a little bit. And again, if you're a fan, no matter how mad you get at the hire, you're going to eventually take a step back and go, okay, let's give this guy a chance.
Exactly.
I'm going to get behind my team. I'm going to wear my blue and white. I'm going to pull for my team. And let's just see what he can do. I think that is now today the fans' narrative. But last night, and look, social media is different. You can't take everything. If you just read Twitter, you would think 99% of the fan base is against this hire. But if you don't just read Twitter, then I think it's pretty much a let's wait and see what happens feeling from most of the fan base. And there are some that are, regardless of what's going to happen, they want Mitch out. They think this is a bad hire. And there are the other ones on the other end that think this is a great hire. You got a guy that loves the university that obviously can coach a little bit, by the way.
He's been head coach for a while.
Let's keep this in mind. He was great at Utah Valley State, which not a lot of people can say. Got him to the tournament. Had Kentucky down 10 in Rupp Arena when he was at Utah Valley State. Cal, by the way, had him down 10 at halftime before they lost that game. And BYU, if you just look at their offense, Tony.
It's your kind of offense.
It's Alabama, man.
Yes.
Shoot the three, back cuts, layups, dunks, a lot of ball movement, three on one side, two on the other side, and you got to guard them 27 feet and in.
They shot more threes than twos. 50.4 is the number of three-pointers they shot in games. And I watched some film of Mark Pope's coaching, and this is not somebody was doing it the other night. They were doing Utah. That all five guys could shoot it from the perimeter. They push the ball. They shoot it. They don't care when it is. And it's what John Spears has talked about for the last 3 or 4 years with Alabama and
love
Nate
it.
Oates.
Absolutely.
You know, Nate Oates, greatest coach in the world, where he plays. Mark Pope plays the same way. He's at BYU. Tell him how hard it is to recruit at BYU.
Well, when you go to BYU, as a student, any student, player or not, you have to sign a
celibacy
pact. You're not going to have sex. And you have to sign a non-alcohol pact.
And
you're not going to drink.
And a mission. You have to do a two-year mission.
You're getting different players at Kentucky without even trying than Mark Pope.
They're going to call you.
Now, Mark Pope had, look, Bellarmine went to BYU this year. I do have to say this. I got to give my radio partner, Mark Bug, some credit. Mark Bug, after the game, we were talking to Mark Pope, and Mark Bug said to him, I hope that you're the next UK coach. I don't think Mark Bug thought it would be now, but he did say that. He actually texted me last night and said, you remember what I said? Yeah, I remember. I was standing right there. So I want to give him credit for that. But I'm telling you, the offense they run,
you're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
It's not Cal.
Now, he also had seven or eight guys on that team that were married. And, I mean, when you do a mission trip, that's 2 years. And these guys were – Kentucky might have the oldest team in the country next year. If he brings any of those – some of those guys, Kentucky might have the oldest team in the country next year.
And then people
isn't that
say,
weird?
And people say, well, I've got some young guys.
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with this guy? He can't get any recruits in here from high school. People are never happy.
And social media is the devil.
Social media is the devil. Texter says, Louisville fans were making fun of the fact that Kentucky said they could have anyone they wanted. Kentucky fans were saying Louisville whiffed on Drew and May and whoever, and that the Mike Wildcats would never have that problem. Kentucky whiffed just like Louisville. Pope versus Kelsey, the rivalry starts over.
There we go. It's a new day, man.
It's a new day.
That texter just said that Kentucky whiffed, and I mean that's kind of how I'm thinking about this whole thing, guys. Put yourself back at like 21 years old. You're going to a bar. One thing on your mind, you want to bring home a 10 out of 10 girl. Like that's the one thing you want. And then you're
still worried about me the other day.
And then you're
until 2:30 in the morning.
Hold on, yeah, until until 2:30 in the morning, like you said, when the lights start coming on. Hey, that girl, she may only be a two, but it could still work out in the end. So you bring her on.
Scooter, she was a five, just for the record.
I think she was a two.
You didn't see her because you were 8 years old. And I was you weren't born when I was 21.
She had a lot of personality.
It just feels like you did what you had to do.
Buzz texts in, it amazes me how both fan bases have reacted to the coaching.
It's great.
To how the coaching searches went. The coaches need to have time to be judged. I don't think you can have caffeine at BYU either.
Well, if Mark Pope gets caffeine, better watch out because the building might explode.
Look, the press conference, which is going to be, by the way, open to the public Sunday. Mitch Barnhart announced that today. It's going to be at Rupp Arena, not at like a little gym like Pat Kelsey had or a little room like Cal had when he came. It's going to be in Rupp Arena, and the public is invited. Now, the media is not happy about that. They want their own little setting so they can ask questions.
You know how you guys are.
It's a pep rally instead of a introductory press conference, basically. But that's going to be Sunday, and he's just going to do the same thing Pat Kelsey did right down the street here, Tony. He's going to say all the right things.
Everybody.
He's going to rally the fan base. He's going to ask them to go to Club Blue and donate to the NIL, and he's going to tell them, you know, his successes at BYU, how much he loves state of Kentucky, the university, the fan base. Louisville talked about wanting to get a guy to crawl. Mark Pope, I think, would have crawled from BYU to take this job.
Yeah, and he will be in the community. He will be out. What Cal stopped doing over the last 5 years or so, where Cal, you know, just showed up when Cal wanted to. He didn't want to go talk to people unless it was a photo shoot and he was going to look good. But Pope will be like that, and he'll be out there. I want to give another guy credit. I saw it today. Faithful listener. He said he listens every day. Our boy Marty Dealey told me today. He told his son before he wanted Mark Pope. He told me that. He goes, I'm telling you, I told him that up front. I wanted Mark Pope. So Marty's listening. I know. Tells me. I threw that out there for him.
Marty. Hello, Marty. How you doing? Get off your bike and have some lunch. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. A lot of other things to talk about. Baseball, yes. NBA, yes. Season's almost over, regular season. Little NFL news to pass along. And we'll continue to talk about Mark Pope. What's the downside here? That's the next question. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage. John Spears, Tony Burke in studio. Scooter Dingus with us as always. Tony doing the ZZ
pumped
Top
up,
dance over here.
Got the spin going with the guitar.
Are you Mark pumped up? Are you Mark poped up? What's going on? By the way,
it's Friday, Scoot.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
It is Friday, right?
It is.
Not sure. Rick Pitino sent a little video message out on Twitter today.
He likes Mock.
He likes Mock.
Good recruiter.
More of Mock. He's going to be a great family man. And he can coach. This guy can coach. Write it down. Rick Pitino said he's going to win there. Write it down. So I don't know if Cat Fan wants to hear from Rick Pitino. I'm going to guess they do.
Tony, let me ask you. I was talking to John about this before we came on. If you were to poll all of BBN, who they would have rather had, Mark Pope versus Rick Pitino,
right now,
where are the percentages at?
I would say 70-30 Pitino.
See, I went the other way because he's 71 years old.
No, but just because Mark Pope, a lot of people would have discarded Mark Pope.
Yeah, you're right.
I think that's why I went that way. I was going to go 60-40, Pitino.
I was closer to 80-20.
Right. Yeah, I mean, people want a guy like Pitino that can win, but they don't want the guy that the girlfriend – that came back.
Mark Pope's never won. Not only has he never won a championship, he's never won an NCAA tournament game. Well, he was with Utah Valley State for one of them. And BYU, you remember who they lost to?
Duquesne.
You remember who they lost to the last time they were in the tournament?
That wasn't Duquesne.
UCLA, who went on to the Final Four. Now, UCLA was one of the first four in, so it was an upset when they beat BYU. But they went on to the Final Four. By the way, Cal hadn't won a title until he got to Kentucky either. Neither had Tubby Smith. Neither had Rick Pitino.
Exactly.
So let's keep all that in perspective here.
And guys got to come from somewhere, don't they? Guys just don't grow on trees.
Yeah.
Coaches.
Well, they should have got Scott Drew, and they should have went after
Scott
Bruce
Drew's
Pearl.
Got a title.
You know.
Now he falls out in the first weekend most years, but he's got a title.
Yeah, and Scott Drew might not have come because of the 50 phone calls he got while he was eating lunch.
Shaka Smart, Sean Miller, Tommy Floyd, Bruce Pearl, Billy Donovan.
How many of those guys won a national championship? Billy Donovan.
And Pearl's got a Final Four. Smart's got a Final Four a long time ago. Miller, I'm going to assume, had a Final Four at Arizona. I don't remember about that. So what the hell happened here? What the hell happened? That's what Big Blue Nation wanted to know last night, because they hadn't. Now, I will give Mitch Barnhart and, for the record, Josh Hurd a lot of credit here. They keep it on the down low as much as they can. You can have plane trackers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you had airplane trackers that knew where the Joe Kraft private plane was yesterday in New York. They knew the day before that a flight went from Lexington to Waco and dropped off Scott Drew's family back at home. That's fine. Those two ADs, they kept their mouth shut. They went about their business. They did their job, which was, and Mitch Barnhart said today, I interviewed a lot more people than you know.
Right. And normal fan doesn't know. They only hear what people on social media and, you know, the guys that are around the program. And those guys aren't always right. And if you believe everything you read on Twitter and on Facebook and Instagram, then you need some psychiatric help.
I thought my Arizona guy would text the
show. I thought he was, too.
And he did. Arizona guy here, Miller never made a Final Four at Arizona, 2 Elite Eights.
See? Yep.
So there you go. Thank you, Arizona guy.
And John, if you look at that, compare Mark Pope to Sean Miller. Mark Pope hadn't had an opportunity like Sean Miller has, and Sean Miller didn't do
it. How many years Pope at BYU? Is this fifth year?
I was going to say four.
It may not even be that many. Might not. I don't know. I had to look it up. I should have done that. That's called research. You got that one, Scoots? No, he doesn't have it.
I will.
He's busy watching the Masters. By the way,
what's going on there, Scoot?
Second round underway. Max Homa is tied for the lead now.
Homa.
He's playing very well.
Bryson DeChambeau, 7-under 65 yesterday. He just went out. He's even through one today. But Max Homa, 2-under today through 7, 7-under. Scottie Scheffler, who I thought looked unbelievable yesterday. He's 6-under. He will begin his round in about an hour and 20 minutes.
Can you update me on Tiger?
Yeah.
He's Scoots. 2-over.
He has run the gamut.
You don't have to look far.
He's run the gamut today. He played 14 holes yesterday. He was even. Then this morning he bogeyed 18 to finish 1-over after round 1. And as Scooch just mentioned, he is 2-over. Through how many holes there, Scooch?
I think 5. I want to say, or maybe 6.
And, John, you watched a lot
exactly
yesterday.
Through 7, yeah.
You watched a lot yesterday. I watched a lot yesterday. And I texted you, and we were talking about it before. Tiger was playing pretty well, but he looked miserable.
My wife said, well, he's not walking too bad. I go, no, he is walking. He's still limping. One leg shorter than the other one.
And he was walking pretty well. For a guy that has ankle surgery and 3 knee surgeries, I know when things hurt and you're having to walk, how uncomfortable it is, and I can't imagine. I mean, he looked like he was gritting his teeth most of the time.
Yeah, he's all over today. He's gone par, par, birdie, bogey, bogey, birdie, bogey. So 3 squares and 2 circles, 1-over for the day through 7, 2-over for the tournament is Tiger Woods.
You remember when everybody talked about how big DeChambeau got? Look at Tiger.
He has really worked on that upper body.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huge.
He's, I don't want to say he looks like Mark McGuire because that implies other things, but he kind of looks like Mark McGuire now. Nikolai Højgaard, 5-under.
Excuse you.
Højgaard.
Excuse me. No, it's Højgaard.
No, it's Hoy.
When I say it, it's Hoj.
Hoy.
Hoy is 5-under, even today through 10, though. So, I think it's playing a little tougher today. Looks like early on here, a little tougher. Yesterday,
it's windy.
Windy, man.
Yesterday, everything, if it hit the green, it just stuck on the green.
And yesterday, that wind at late in the day is the wind there
brutal.
Today.
It was brutal yesterday. It's
there today, too.
Going back to Mark Pope, he just finished his 5th season, by the way.
Thank you. I knew Scooter would come through. He always does. Coach Cal apparently going to take his entire staff, other than John Welsh, with him to Arkansas. That was announced today. John Welsh is the guy that changed the offense at Kentucky and made it an 89 points a game offense. And you don't take him with you? Now, maybe he didn't want to go.
I don't think he wanted to go to Fayetteville.
There are a lot of guys that say Fayetteville. No, thank you.
I think he came from New York to Lexington. He wasn't going to Fayetteville.
Bruiser Flint's going.
The gum chewer.
Orlando Antique was going. Chin Coleman, all going with Coach Cal. Then Brad Calipari is taking the John Welsh position on the staff, which is not offense coordinator, but is sort of a
My dad gave
sort
me
of
a job.
Chief of staff, yeah. But, so that's interesting. Some news and notes here before we get back to Mark Pope and other things. Derby 150 is 3 weeks from
coming
tomorrow.
Up.
Fourth?
3 weeks from tomorrow.
Think so.
Winona Judd will sing the national anthem.
Well, I'm glad we're going to be there. Oh, I
reaction?
Don't know if I'm going to be or not.
Reaction, fellas? Winona? Scooter? You don't even know who that is.
I know who that is, but no reaction from me.
Loves Kentucky girl.
Yep.
And Martha Stewart will announce Riders Up this year.
Now that gets me pumped.
Yeah, me too, Scoot. I mean, come on.
That means there's going to be some good food there.
Tony's being sarcastic. I think you meant it.
I'm just thinking of what she's going to cook up.
We had Jack Harlow last year, didn't we?
Jack Harlow should do it every year. Are you kidding me?
Hey, it's a time.
What's up, man? Riders up, man. Come on. Hey, Ryder. Get on up here.
Snoop Dogg ought to be doing it.
Oh, Martha Stewart. That's just boring.
Martha Stewart, Snoop Dogg. Who would you pick, John?
Oh, Snoop.
Oh, have to.
Every day, twice on Sunday, I'd pick Snoop Dogg. Or Jack Harlow. Either one. Instead of Martha Stewart. Are you kidding me?
Should have had Kelsey and Pope do it together.
There you go.
I like that. There, Scooter.
Call him, Scoot. Call them.
This guy's a PR yes. dream. Public relations dream. Scooter Dingus. All right. NFL news. Tom Brady. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw that.
Said he is, quote, he is, quote, not opposed, unquote, to being a late season returnee if a playoff team, playoff caliber team, would need a quarterback.
Because he stays in shape, John.
Tony, you stay in shape. I don't want you playing quarterback in the NFL.
No.
Scooter's got the guns out right now. I don't want him playing quarterback in the NFL.
More like water guns, am I right?
But if Balloons. Anybody can do it, if anybody can do it.
At Tom Brady.
Tom Brady?
Yeah.
So if you're, let's
you're
say.
You're desperate.
Let's say you're the, let's pick a team. You're the San Francisco 49ers next year. And Brock Purdy goes down with 3 weeks to go in the season. Do you call Tom Brady?
You do. And if Tom Brady says, yeah, he's nuts. Just go on, Tommy. You got all you need. I know you lost Giselle, so
they
you got other stuff
they
to do.
They can't touch quarterbacks anymore.
Yeah.
You can't hit them in, above the shoulders or below the waist. You can't hit them. So, you know, if he can still throw it, if he's keeping his arm in shape and keeping his body in shape, which I'm sure he is.
But a couple hits, man.
Yeah, but it's just a couple. You're not playing the whole season.
I know, John, but a couple of those hits can
break a hip at his age.
When you're not doing it every day, I can't imagine a 320-pound guy runs a 4.55.
Oh, God.
Hits you from the
blind
side.
I would love
side.
To see Tom Brady.
I would, too. I think it would be great.
I don't care who he's playing. How about Dak Prescott gets hurt and Jerry Jones brings him
in? Vikings need him. Bring him in.
When they can't play the whole year.
I know.
He's only going to give you a couple of games to get loose
we
at
can
the
play
end of the
Darnold.
Year, and he'll give you the playoffs.
We can play Sammy for a while, and hopefully we can sneak in. And
who is going to be the Vikings quarterback? Y'all going to draft one?
No, I think we know.
Yeah, they're trying to get McCarthy's what they're hoping for.
J.J. McCarthy. The next Tom Brady. Michigan.
I mean, they got that old number one pick and Sammy boy.
Rashee Rice was surrendered to police yesterday.
What an idiot.
What was he? Were they drag racing or just racing on the highway?
Seeing
how fast they could go.
I think just racing on the highway, yeah.
And the other kid was this SMU wide receiver, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who is now suspended from the team.
Which the other kid was driving. So Rashee Rice was driving a leased Lamborghini.
Oh, that's not smart.
And the other kid that crashed was driving Rashee Rice's Corvette.
Well, Rashee Rice was dumb twice there.
Do y'all remember what I said, what Ron White says?
You can't fix stupid. Oh, God. That is great stuff. But he surrendered to police. By the way, smart move, Rashee Rice.
Hmm. Did he
don't
not,
make them chase you down.
What was the wide receiver?
He was so good last year.
The Raiders wide receiver that was in the bad car wreck out in Vegas.
Oh, yeah, gosh, what is his name?
These guys have to understand they're not invincible.
Well, he does because he's in prison.
I know, but I'm just saying everybody, and we were 20 years old, 25 years old.
Yeah, you
one
do
time,
dumb
and
stuff,
you do dumb stuff. But when your career is financially going to make you wealthy the rest of your life, and I know it's everybody.
Henry Ruggs.
Yeah. I mean.
Great receiver. Was he an Alabama guy?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah.
Yes.
Alabama guy. Yeah. Great receiver. And was going to be a great NFL receiver.
And one bad decision.
Yeah. And I think Rashee Rice is right there. Texter says, Welsh was not coming back to UK if Cal stayed. Definitely avoided a crisis for UK fans. That's an interesting point there. Because does Mark Pope say, hey, John Welsh? Oh, David's on the line. Let's go to the M&M Crunch Island.
Oh, sorry.
David, I left you hanging for a long time. I apologize. We got talking to some crazy stuff. How you doing today? Yeah, I don't blame him. He hung up. Scooter all of a sudden put the phone call sign up to the pinky and the thumb.
I forgot about him, too.
David, I apologize. If you call back, we'll get you on in the next segment, I promise.
We got way too much going on, David.
You know,
when you have loyal callers, you get them on. Well, that's on Scoop because we're old.
That is on me.
And we forget.
I'll take the fall for that.
Oh, my gosh. All right, so the negative part of Mark Pope, Tony, is what at this point? Just the fact that he hasn't won a tournament game?
That he hadn't
coached. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, it's just not the flashy hire. That is the biggest thing to me.
So the negative is he's not Danny Hurley or Billy Donovan.
Exactly. And Kentucky fan thinks that they should get the top guy out there no matter what. It's a different world. It's not the old days. How happy were people when Joe B. Hall came in?
Not happy at all.
Not at all.
People don't remember that. I mean, that was 1973.
But, yeah,
but no, 76. Because Rupp.
78.
Rupp, 75 was when Rupp was in the Final Four and stepped down after that. 76, I remember this because I was there. Kentucky went to the NIT in 76 and lost to Clemson. I was there.
But
in Rupp Arena.
A good hire is a guy that wins.
In 78, they won the championship.
A good hire is a guy that ends up being successful, and you don't know when you hire somebody. If you're the CEO of a company and you hire John Spears and
you're
he
an
sucks,
idiot.
That's on you. If he's great, you made the greatest hire in the world. People just need to take a deep breath.
People don't want to wait for anything.
No.
And it's the social media world we live in, the technology world that we live in. You don't want to wait for results anymore. You know what? Here's who we got. It's either good or it's bad. There's no let's wait and see.
Yeah.
And the truth of the matter is we're going to have to wait and see. Same with Pat Kelsey. Same with the new coach at whatever school there's a new coach. Same with Kalen DeBoer at Alabama. Kalen DeBoer was great at Washington. Scooter, fair? Great at Washington. Terrific assistant coach at Indiana, right? Mm-hmm. And now he's head coach at Alabama, but you know what he ain't? He ain't Nick Saban.
Yeah.
And
why we got this guy?
And yesterday, they're playing music at practice. They're doing things different. It's not Nick Saban's team anymore, and people in Alabama are losing their crap because he's doing things differently.
Things change.
It's
man.
Okay. Different is not necessarily worse.
And it's about the kids. That's one thing people always forget. It's like when you go to a game and they're playing the, I don't want to say rap music, more modern music. And the old people are going, why are they playing that crap? And because that's what the kids like. And they're the ones playing. So
Big Al the Fish texted, new blood, energetic, hopefully it works out.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Kentucky.
That's the best
one
way
thing
to put
Kentucky
it.
I saw a couple of things last night. Well, you don't have to hire one of your own. How did it work out for Louisville?
It has nothing to do.
Yeah, but it's fun to talk about on the radio. We'll take a break. Hopefully David will call back. If not, again, apologies. We'll talk a little baseball, a little basketball on this Friday afternoon. Looking forward to the weekend, even though it's raining. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage on the Big X. Welcome back. Spears on Sports presented by M&M Cartage, John Spears, Tony Burke, Scooter Dengus. Final segment of this week.
Woohoo!
And the David Show.
And the David Show is here. Let's go to the M&M Cartage hotline and get him on. Sorry about that, David. Welcome back.
Yeah, well, thanks for taking the call again. Sorry about the call that dropped, but everything's fine.
Okay.
But I'm happy with, UK can finally solve this, this coaching search. Because, like I said, John Calipari's timing to leave for Arkansas, I mean, he really put the program in a real, bind right when the Final Four, the championship game was about to take place. And the talk, got away from the championship game to who's going to coach Kentucky basketball, and it shouldn't have happened that way.
No, it shouldn't. And I will say this. We've been to Final Four, Tony. Coaches are everywhere at the Final Four.
All the coaches.
Coaches and ADs are everywhere. And there are probably a whole lot more of these situations that happen that you don't know about that don't end up in a coaching change. But I'm going to guess Calipari said to a couple of people in Phoenix during the Final Four, I'd be interested in moving on. And Arkansas jumped at it, made it happen. And look, Calipari, whether this is true or not, he said they tried to keep it under wraps. Till after the championship game was over. He didn't want to take anything away from UConn and Purdue. Obviously, in this world of social media, that is very difficult to do because if somebody finds out about it, they're going to post it. And if they have any credibility at all, we see this all the time on social media. Things just get taken and run with. And, you know, it is what it is. But I think a lot more of these conversations happen at Final Fours, which is basically a head coach's convention, than we ever know about.
That's true. That's true. But like I said, but Calipari, the story got out Sunday night, and because like I said, I had a Sports Center on before, you know, just at late, you know, evening, having the television on, and you know, just wasn't thinking that this story was going to come out. And I'm thinking, John Calipari, I tell you what, you really, you know, just didn't do the right thing. You know,
yeah.
I mean, I wish him well at Arkansas, but I tell you the truth, you know, I'm happy that he's out of Lexington personally, and even a UK fan that I spoke with after the Oakland game, you know, a couple of days after, I was just like, you know, she said she wanted John Calipari couldn't leave town soon enough.
Yeah, there are a lot of people that wanted his head after that game. St. Peter's was one thing. It's okay when it happens once, but when it happens twice in 3 years, then especially at a Kentucky or a Duke or a Carolina, that's when fans go ballistic.
And he was 1-3 in 3 years.
He was. Yeah, 1-3. David, thank you. Again, I apologize
for the long... Have a great weekend.
The long putting you on hold, but have a good one, buddy.
Well, let me tell you something else I saw on Twitter about Mark Pope, and I was just thumbing through. It was Chuck Hayes. And you know what Chuck Hayes does these days? The old Kentucky
whatever
basketball.
He wants.
He's played 10 years in the NBA, and he is director of player personnel for the Golden State Warriors.
I did not know that.
I didn't know it either. And so I looked at his tweet, and he said, Mark Pope is a great hire. He can sell a ketchup popsicle to a woman in white gloves. He's that good.
And I thought, did you ever heard that one?
Nope.
I never heard it either. First but that was from Chuck Hayes. And Chuck Hayes did not play with Mark Pope. He was after Mark
Pope.
Yeah,
we were in line to pick up tickets one game at some comps at a UK.
Yep.
Basketball game with a couple of nice looking ladies,
and they said, we're with Chuck
we're
Hayes.
With Chuck. What's your name? I don't know, whatever my name is. And they said, here's your tickets from Chuck.
Love Chuck Hayes, man. What a player. Chuck. What a player.
It's just unbelievably interesting. That's what it is.
And everybody's got an opinion, don't they?
Everybody's got an opinion, but I think Big Blue Nation, for the most part, after a night's sleep, has calmed down.
Yeah, deep breath. Think about
deep
it.
Deep breath.
Say, all right.
Again, introductory pep rally, it's not really a press conference because the public is invited to Rupp Arena on Sunday. They'll give you the time here later. Again, the blue-white football game is Saturday. And Mitch Barnhart didn't want, believe it or not, didn't want to interfere with the blue-white football game.
It's not really going to be
another
a blue-white game.
Here's another thing.
In case you're going.
Cal didn't get along with Mitch Barnhart. Didn't get along with Mark Stoops. We got two Marks now in the program. Hopefully, will they get along?
By the way, do you all know how many university? Dang it.
Corey Price. I follow Corey Price on Twitter, too, Scooter. Ball State. Who are the other? Kentucky?
No,
and who's
doesn't. You saw the tweet.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm going to see myself out. I think East Carolina was the other
three
one.
Three Division One programs with football and basketball coach with the same first name.
You sound like me that one day, Scoot.
East Carolina.
I hate when things like that are ruined.
Ruined?
Yeah, you ruined it.
He didn't let you go, did he?
Let me tell you what ruined it was that joke you told me earlier.
That was a magic trick. I'm going to do it on Tony, too.
Dumbest magic trick I've ever
seen. No, Tony will get it.
All right, the bats were rained out yesterday. Doubleheader tonight against Columbus, 5:05 first pitch.
Sorry, Mike Rutherford.
4:35 pregame for the double dip. Mike Rutherford show will be on at 3 today. I know he was sick yesterday. Who's filling in today? Rashawn?
It's not Rashawn. I can't remember who.
But Roman will be here.
Roman will be here.
Yeah. And there will be a Mike Rutherford show from 3 to 4:35 today. So. Cardinal fan, if you're listening to this show, there you go. Rutherford show will be on today, although Mike will not be in studio.
Couldn't get 3 hours. Jeez.
Couldn't get 3 hours in it. Texter says, I bet you won't see IU on the Arkansas schedule anytime soon.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Why wouldn't Cal play IU as an Arkansas head coach?
Yeah. Because it's not safe. It's not safe for my players.
Bud Walton Arena, come in there, but we're not coming to Assembly Hall.
Text says, hey, I saw Umar Ballo. Is that correct, Scooter?
Mm-hmm.
Is visiting Indiana and Louisville next week. Dude would be a great addition, great personality, gentle giant type of guy. Only downfall is that he shoots free throws about as good as Helen Keller probably did.
I would take Ballo in a heartbeat.
That's just mean-spirited. You could have said Shaq.
Bank.
Right? You could have said Shaq. You don't pick a blind person. Like saying Stevie Wonder. Did you see Stevie Wonder's new piano? Neither did he. That's terrible.
Wow.
Those are terrible jokes.
That's the type of stuff that gets you off the air.
He was saying somebody else.
Promise. Bryson DeChambeau threw two holes today, still 7-under. Even. Now, look, I know it's windy and nothing's easy today, but that second hole, par five at Augusta, you almost had to birdie it.
He just had a moment that really irritated me. He was waiting for the group ahead of him to get off the green so he could take his approach shot. And I guess they weren't walking fast enough for him, so he does like the dramatic like arm movement, like, get out of the way.
Really?
I hate
you're DeChambeau. A professional golfer. Come on, man. And those Live guys, you pointed out, Tony, they're all wearing their hats with the logo and the Live logo on it. Come on,
they,
man.
They are goofy looking.
And,
did I say that out loud?
Dustin Johnson 8-over yesterday, and Jordan Spieth 7-over.
What do y'all think about Tiger's new logo?
Haven't paid attention.
I'm assuming that's a tiger, but it doesn't really look like a tiger.
Well, it's got like, how many majors has he won? Was it 15?
I think it was.
So it's got,
I think 15 was the last Masters.
15.
The tiger has like stripes. 15 stripes to represent all of his majors. It's pretty cool.
It's kind of a long looking logo. Mm-hmm. I'm not big on it.
Two more rainouts in baseball yesterday. Only five games in the league. The Mets put a 16 spot up on Atlanta yesterday.
Jeez.
Couple big numbers against good teams.
16-4. Mets are.
What happened to the Astros?
Maybe figuring it out a little bit. Boy, the Astros gave up 9 in the first yesterday.
To who?
Kansas, my Royals beat the Bobby
Astros. Bobby Witt Jr. and the boys.
13-3. He is so good. And Jackson Holliday got called up. Played his second game with Baltimore last night.
Number one pick overall 2 years.
Orioles ago. And Matt Holliday's son.
And you I know said what John I noticed? A pitcher.
They keep showing Matt and Matt's dad and Matt's other son. I don't know where mom is. I don't know if there's a
broken family.
I think it might be a.
Well, she might family. Not want to be seen either. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of reasons.
Doubtful.
But he looks like he's 12.
He does. And you know what? First game, he batted like he was 12.
Did you
he
see?
He was nervous.
Have you all seen Gunnar Henderson?
I love Gunnar.
Gunnar's good.
So they look very similar.
They do.
Gunnar Henderson has grown a mustache because he doesn't want to look like Jackson Holliday.
But Gunnar hit a home run the other night, and I thought it was Holliday. I had the game on. I was like, oh,
that's a good young team, man. Adley Rutschman, the catcher, that top three in that lineup.
Who's the third
with
baseman?
With Santander is really, really good.
Who's their third baseman?
I'd have to look it up.
Thought you might know offhand.
9-4, they beat Boston in 10 innings last night. It was 3-3 going to the 10th. 9-4. That one went over.
And the Rangers got a great pitching game, but
Oakland,
it didn't help.
Oakland took 2 out of 3 against the Rangers. 1-0. Soccer score, Philadelphia over Pittsburgh, 5-1. The Reds are in Chicago this weekend to take on the White Sox, Scooter. Reds need to right the ship.
Yeah, they do.
To
answer your question, Tony, Abbott Jordan again. Westberg.
Okay, yeah, he's good.
He's good.
Andrew Abbott and Flexen tonight, former Mariner, will pitch for the White Sox. If you're the Reds going into, New Comiskey or whatever it's called now, you got to win 2 out of 3 here.
At least, yeah.
You got to win 2 out of 3.
Would love a sweep.
I think the White Sox only have 2 wins. There are 7 interleague series being played this weekend. I love interleague play. I think they should have done it a long time ago. But we'll talk more about that. Tony,
Arizona Diamondbacks on playing at 9:40 tonight. You know who's pitching for them?
Yes, I do.
Brandon Fott.
They are home against the Cardinals.
Yes, they are.
Fott, I think, is still 1-0.
He didn't
get the loss. Actually, they blew the –
He had the lead.
He had the lead. He got hit around a little bit.
Yeah, he got hit around. But he was in line for the win.
Could have been 2-0.
Yeah.
But he's 1-0 heading into this one. NBA last night. Oh, you got something else?
No, I was going to say the Diamondbacks are minus 125.
Well, today's bet, by the way, is the Dodgers.
Hey, I like your odds there.
And I didn't get good odds. $10 to win 15. They're at home tonight against San Diego.
Well, after they lose like that
You think they'll win tonight? I think it's a good bet.
Yeah, I think it is.
And then I'll have Miami tomorrow at home against Atlanta.
Don't do it.
The alphabetical thing is.
You got to stay with
it. You told me not to do it with the White Sox when they were playing Atlanta, and they beat Atlanta. That was their first win of the year.
But what are the odds the White Sox and Marlins beat Atlanta in your little thing?
It's a value bet.
Well, John got beat by the A's.
I got beat by the A's after 9 wins in a row.
Good point.
How about that? Get beat by the A's. All right, there are 15 games in the National Basketball Association tonight. If you're looking to watch them on NBA TV, Milwaukee at Oklahoma City is at 8, and Phoenix and Sacramento is at 10:30. Last night, the Bulls, Billy Donovan was not distracted. The Bulls beat Detroit 127-105. Of course, Detroit is the worst team in the NBA. Knicks won in the Boston Garden last night, in the TD Garden, 118-109.
Celtics don't care.
Jaylen Brown played. Jason Tatum played. Porzingis played. They all played. Holiday.
Some.
They all played some. At the end of that game, they had guys in I'd never heard of. So they're not limping to the finish line, but they're cruising to the finish line.
And why wouldn't you?
And you only got 2 games left. Celtics back in action tonight at home against the Charlotte Hornets. Take Charlotte tonight, because I don't know who's going to play for the Celtics.
In the West, the play-in teams
trying to get a couple wins.
Play-in teams in the West actually matter.
It's fun. New Orleans, big win last night in Sacramento, 135-123.
And Scoot, that's why I don't have the app, because when the Kings were down, I thought, man, this is a good bet right now. They're going to come back and win, and I'd have lost.
Yeah, but you'll have instances where you would have won.
Not last night, though.
Nope.
Utah 124, Houston 121 in the Salt Palace, and Golden State beat Portland on the road 100-92. Again, a full 15-game slate tonight. No NBA games tomorrow, and then 15 games on Sunday, half at 1 o'clock, half at 3:30. Now, that wouldn't matter if there were playoff implications, but it doesn't really matter. Here's my advice, Scooter, to you. Find yourself 10 NBA games on Sunday, and 10 of the 15, and do a 10-team under parlay, because nobody scores on the last day of the season.
Okay.
Teams that aren't in the playoffs are trying to get to the plane as quickly as possible. Teams that are in the playoffs are resting guys.
Yeah, $5.
Bet a $5 10-teamer. I'll split it with you. I'll let you pick the 10 games.
Deal.
And we'll split it. I just love to gamble on anything. I didn't bet on Mark Pope being the next head coach of Kentucky, but here we are.
Soccer game won't keep you from the casino?
Yes. Grandson soccer tomorrow morning, 8:30. I'll be there at Our Lady of Lourdes. Thanks for listening. Talk to you Monday. Spears on Sports, presented by M&M Cartage on the Big A.